Look, we decided to put a call through to the world's friendliest vet, Rachel at Vet Services Napier, for a bit of a catch-up. Because, Rachel, it's not only hot for the humans at the moment, it's also very hot for our doggos as well.
Oh, yes, very good point. It is very hot today, and it's been very hot. I've had a few people call us about hot dogs. Mm. Best-case scenario, if you've got air conditioning inside, I think it's safest for them to stay inside in the air conditioning, lots of water, nicely, you know, safe inside, because you know they'll be okay. If they have to be outside, definitely lots of shade, lots and lots of water. If you can, if you've got any fans, they're really good too. It's very hot. Paddling pools can be good, but you have to be careful outside as well, because if they're stuck outside all day and there's not much grass, there's only concrete, they can burn their pads when it's so sunny, and yeah, it can be a really rough time of year for dogs. This year's definitely been a little bit better than last year, I think, in terms of overheating, but I think it might be on the upward trend now.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, last few days.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, it's difficult too when the dogs are feeling so hot and tired to take them out for a walk. How do you know? How can you tell when it's just too hot to take the dogs out onto the concrete?
So a great point. You just hold your palm down on the concrete, and if you can't hold your palm down for more than 5 seconds without it being quite uncomfortable or hurting, you definitely shouldn't take them. I definitely encourage only really early morning and like evening walks now, or even quite late evening, because it's very, very hot. Yeah, we've walked the dogs at 6 o'clock this morning, and that's an okay time, but it's already quite warm.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there any advice we need to know for cats, or do cats sort of sort themselves out?
Yeah, cats are pretty good as long as they've got shade. They love the warmth and they're pretty good at maintaining themselves. And again, they probably usually are happy to go inside, outside, so they can take advantage of the air conditioning very nicely. I think the most important thing to say is if you do think your dog has overheated, please call the vet, because calling them down at home just often isn't adequate, unfortunately. If they have actually been stuck somewhere really hot for a reasonably long time, it just is best to race them straight to the vet to get them cooled down properly, because you just can't do the same job at home, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think I would love it if we didn't have to say this anymore, but don't take your dogs in cars, right? Because
No, especially not right now. I mean, if you're driving to the park, and that's fine, and you've got the aircon on, don't leave them. I don't know why. Yeah, don't leave them in the garden, even just for a few seconds at the moment. It's so hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy hot.